Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, America? It's your favorite Mr. Vague, a.k.a. Mr. Grind Season, and you're tuned into the Midnight Hour with Emma. Play some of that feel-good music. Make these people feel good right now.
Man, you already know. It's the Midnight Hour on LushRadioOnline.com. And it's been a minute, but by popular request, your sexy host, E2K, is in the building. Accompanying me today is a Lush. You on?
Yeah, I'm on here, you know what I'm saying? Keeping this for the grownness sexy tonight.
Yeah, man, I'm always feeling good about myself. So, wait, hold on, let me just keep myself a little bit. All right, let me just go. I give myself some sugar and some sexiness. I don't know what be wrong with me. Call in 347-826-7762. And let me hear your sexy request. I may have it, I may not have it. Either way, we got a nice little lineup of music for you. I first want to thank everybody for the Watson reunion we had on 4th of July weekend, July 2nd, out on Pelham Bay Park. Was a major success. The after party was a 718. Shout out to Arnold. Shout out to Stevie. Shout out to everybody that made it possible. It was over 300 people plus. So
wow.
Major success. And when I talk about anything could have went off at any minute, but we had people sign a lot of peace treaties, and everybody stuck to their word. And I'm so glad we just had a ball, and everybody can't wait till next year. So definitely shout out to the whole Watson family, old school reunion. And we'll be popping it up definitely next year and doubling our numbers. And it was just a great thing to see, man. I've seen people I ain't seen like in 25 years. So I definitely caught a lot of flashbacks.
That's what's up. We got a call on the line from 618. Emma.
Bring them on. Let's see who's sexy with us tonight.
Call 618 the midnight with the sexy Emma E2K.
Hey guys.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Emma, this is Venice.
Hi, Denise.
Hey. I was just looking at your Facebook page. I just decided to drop in.
Oh, that's hot. For some reason, I don't know. Look, we're having a little delay. I don't know if it's coming from my end. I hear it from my end.
It might be coming from...
I'm far away, so it could be me.
No, we're all far away, so... We're all far away, but very close. You know, but I'm glad you're hanging out with us, though. Hang out for a little bit. Let's go into some music and let's see if we can fix this technical stuff by the time we come back. And Denise, get your sexy on. And let's go to music, man.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey.
truck, touching and kissing. A barefoot, straw in our mouth, laughing and pissing. I know you from the city in love, Louis Vuitton, but you're stressed out. Come over here and let me calm your soul, let me rub on your back. Paint on your toes, let me scratch the dandruff out of your scalp, picking your nose.
Oh boy, you so nasty.
Is all I hear you scream, but you the answer to my question. The answer to my dreams, you all radio killer. We can call our white friends up in Trigger Miller. Genuine draft, then kick them all out of the house. Take us a bath. You choose, all I need in this world is my OU, and I'm
worthy, girl.
What up, it's your boy ABS from MSG. I'm here, you're listening to the Midnight Hour playing feel good music with your sexy host Emma E2K online, LusherRadioOnline.com. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to MSG, man. That drop for sure. And that was Anthony Hamilton, right, Lush?
Yeah, Anthony Hamilton, cool. Featuring David Banner.
Damn, I was wondering what happened to him, right? Why did he take it? He was just like rocking, and all of a sudden you're here for him. How long has it been? Like 20 years? Nah, let me stop.
You are so wrong.
Listen, I'm right. You know you want to say I'm right.
Really, he did fall off. I've noticed a lot of artists have fallen off. I guess right now it's the whole rise of the whole pop market that I've noticed, that a lot of people, have kind of steered and moved towards the pop lately. It seemed like it's died down with the whole like hip hop and stuff market. It's like pop and R&B are doing it in this new age of wave of music right now. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and I'm glad that's happened because we're growing, you know, and when we grow as a people, we got to grow in the music, you know. It was cool when you're in your teenage years, maybe 20s, even early 30s. Once you start getting a certain age, and, you know, after 40, I'm not trying to hear that all day long. Feel me, Lush?
Definitely.
And I'm not trying to keep like this. That's going to make me feel good. It's going to add me up. And, you know, I'm going to get my little drink on and go to sleep. That's what I want to hear about that now.
Definitely. I got a quick announcement. Busy B is doing block parties out in Baltimore. Baltimore City Youth Commission injection with Task Force Marketing and New Media Group, LLC. They're doing a Youth Baltimore Summer Block Parties 2011, hosted by Chief Rocker Busy B, performances by Smash Jessica Green, Caddy the Don, Boss Man, Baltimore Ray, and many more. Times is 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. They're going to have one June the 23rd at Talman Elementary School, 600 North Patterson Park Avenue, Baltimore. They're going to have prizes and giveaways, and they're having several of them going all the way to August. So for more information, log on to busybee.com. Also, this Thursday, meet and greet. Lush Radio Online, Rock Solid Entertainment is going down in the DMV at Taste Lounge at 1812 Hamlin Street, Northeast D.C. A lot of grown and sexy people like this grown and sexy talk that we're doing tonight with the sexiest post online, Emma E2K. You better ask about them, for real.
You better Google me. I also want to... want to give a big birthday shout out to Paul P. Wills Williams. He's definitely celebrating a born day. I also want to say congratulations to him. He just got a plaque, I believe, for working with on Trey Song's project. So definitely
wow.
Shout out to you, brother. Yeah, he's definitely on the winning team. He's on our team, so, you know, we're all in the winning team. I'm definitely proud for him for that one. He got a plaque and everything, so that's a good look. And, you know, shout out to him on his born day. So he's the founder of Go Hard Marketing and Promotions, and he's definitely doing his one-twos. He's doing his thing, so shout out to him. Everybody that's celebrating a birthday, shout out to you. Hugs and kisses, and, you know, let's go to more music, because really, you know, this hour will be more about music and talk. So I just want to sit back, keep sipping on this ENJ, and bring it
pass
out,
that.
Bring it out.
Pass that, man. Pass that through the internet. Can I? That's that ENJ, man. Shout out to all the cancers out there and those Leos, man. Mario, new joint right here. My bed, you know what I'm saying? You want to be put to bed or you want to be in my bed? That's what we're talking about on the midnight hour. Let's go.
Baby. I'm about to kill a club, moth.
Chef, you out of here with this one.
Girl, that's a spot for you. In my bed.
Girlfriend, pull up to the club, pop out. Try looking at the wheels, I'm looking at the heels in a breast. Heels in a breast, no diapers, no red dress. Girl undressed, wanna get you home and I ain't gon' lie, girl. Get a little touch of that thigh, girl. Let's see, I'm worth like anything you want, I can buy, girl. Ace of spades, to rock with that lemonade. Strong shot, girl, I want you dancing like you wanna stay. You a model, girl, look at your face. Let's get up out the club, back to my place. Back to my crib. And up the stairs.
Hey girl,
there's a spot for you.
Now you are listening to The Midnight Hour with your host, Emma E2K, one of the sexiest cougars online. And we're going back to talk to Emma E2K.
Meow, meow. Your check is in the mail, Lush. Check is definitely in the mail. Got you, son. That was pretty nice, man. You sounded very professional there. listen, I got a special announcement. My girlfriend Giselle is a grandmama. And she got her grandbaby is Isis Giselle, born 7 pounds, 4 ounces. She just stepped into the sexy world a couple of hours ago. So definitely, you know, God bless Giselle for being a grandma and her daughter and her, you know, her whole family that's rejoicing on this blessing that's come to her family. So definitely shout out to them. Giselle's definitely a friend to the show. And I know she's mad excited. She would be tuning in if it wasn't. She has her grandbaby in her hand, so definitely shout out to her.
Definitely shout out. That's a blessing right there, you know.
Yeah, definitely a beautiful thing. I can definitely wait till this time I have my grandbaby in my hands. I can wait. Hello, because my listen, I said I can wait. Too sexy for this business right here.
People trying
to knock my flow. Let's what's going on?
I have a special shout out to my bookie and stuff that's out there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who you are, and you make me smile. So,
wow.
And you give me motivation.
Ooh, let me be your motivator.
You know. We got Kelly Rowland in Austin, and he gives me motivation. So, do I have permission to play this song, Em?
Yes, well, ma'am. Let's go.
Yeah.
Go. Turn the lights on.
When we're done, I don't feel like Stoning, DJ Ayo, and DJ Crown. Let's go.
Turn that thing into a rainforest. Rain on my head. Call that brainstorming. Yeah, this is deep. Oh, but I go deeper. Make you lose yourself. And find us keepers. It go green light. Go easy, go. I like to taste that sugar. That sweet and low. But hold up, wait. New position. I put her on my plate. Then I do the dishes. She my motivation. I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going, going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We's a baby.
And when we're done, feel my
that was another sexy one from the Midnight Hour with your sexy host, MA2K. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline and listen live and call in at 347-826-7722. And we're going right back to this sexy MA2K. Get your prowl on.
Lush. Now, you heard her say, I'm going to be your motivation, right? So I like that part that she, you know, she's taking control. She's letting him know, I'm going to be your motivation, right? I like that part. Then just help me out here. Does she say, I don't want to feel my legs? Is that what she's saying? Because I think that she bit a line from something I said. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to talk to her.
I think she might have had bit you a little bit, man.
Yeah, because I think I recall one time saying something like that. I don't want to feel my legs or take me to the emergency, something like that, some sort of, I don't remember exactly how I said it. But it's sounding a little familiar. I'm going to let her go because I like her. I like this song. I'm not going to really go into the legality of it, but is that what she's saying?
I think I heard that. You notice when she comes out with a song, Beyonce comes out with a song afterwards. You know, I've noticed that they do this separation. She comes a song, then Beyonce comes. But Michelle never makes a song afterward. What happened to Michelle?
Who's Michelle? I think she's doing gospel stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, she's doing gospel music now. But I'm saying still.
Okay, so they go to tell you where she's at.
Okay.
That's what she said. She don't belong here in the Midnight Hour. Let's not even talk about her. Okay, so.
I have a question, Em.
Sure. You know, you can ask me anything on the air.
I have a question. What do you think is, you know what I'm saying, is the sexiest thing to really get a man really aroused? In 2011.
Okay. Let me understand the question before I go, you know, because I just start going off and don't shut up. So, you're asking me what's the sexiest thing to do to arouse a man on 2011?
Yeah, 20. What's the new thing to make it to get a man excited in 2011?
The new thing. See, I can't give away my technique because then, you know what I mean?
Can we get one?
You have to buy the book, Cougar 101, right? I can't give it all away. But the sexiest thing, I mean, I think to me the sexiest thing to arouse a man is for you to feel as sexy as possible. If a woman does not feel sexy and complete, there's no way that you can then project that to your lover, you know? So if you feel sexy in your sexiness, that you look in the mirror, you want to get jump your own bones, then that's what it is. Hold on, let me look at myself in the mirror. Hold on. All right, let's get into the show. I got business to take care of.
Oh, my God.
Put the music on while I'm at it, lush.
Okay, we got some sexy Raheem Devon you for you guys. So run up to your sexy one, and you know what I'm saying? Or maybe, you know what I'm saying, just touch yourself, whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's the midnight hour.
Anyway, let's go. Hurry up. Play the music.
Listening to Lush Radio Online.com, the midnight hour for all the sexy lovers out there. And you're now tuned in to the sexy cougar meow. So you better call in and talk to this sexy mother. She's back with Emma E2K. Good night out.
Lush, I almost needed another song, but. That's what I'm saying. But shout out to all the sexy lovers, man. All those that are tuning in to LushRadioOnline.com on the midnight hour. We're playing the feel good music. It's music that makes you feel good. You know, it's just music that when you listen to it, you just get in that right mood. But it's a right mood and it's a good mood, you know. So as long as the feeling is a good one, then we're definitely doing our job. You know, you got your sexy host, Emma E2K, with my sexy boss lady, the only CEO, Lushy Lush, on the board tonight. And, you know, me and her haven't done a show in a minute, so this is actually, it feels good. I'm supposed to be on vacation. She's actually pulling me out of vacation. I just want to let everybody know. That's supposed to be a vacation. I got rid of my children. Let me not say it like that. I don't mean rid. It's bittersweet. I love them. I miss them. It's only been like 2 days, and I can't wait. No, but I could wait to see them. I got to enjoy myself. I got to charge my batteries and, you know, and go back to motherhood in September sometime. Shout out to my kids. I do miss them. But us grown folks have to have our own time. You know, we need to charge our batteries. We need to feel good about ourselves and put ourselves in a mode that makes us feel good, Lush, right? Come on. I mean, especially us women, we're taking care of children, taking care of our men and all that. And come on, we just need some midnight hour.
Definitely. And you know, sometimes us as women, you know, like she said, we take a lot of burden on us, especially, like she said, with children. And please enforce this. Take some time out for yourself. Don't burn yourself out, you know. When it becomes overwhelming, sometimes it's that time that warning sign saying back up away and just take that time for yourself. You know what I mean? Because if you're not together, if you're not happy spiritually, if you're not feeling good about yourself, you can't project that to your children or anybody that you're trying to love with it. So, you know, let's take time out for ourselves. And shout out to our girl Liz out there. She's on the Facebook showing us. So shout out to her. Shout out to Red.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I was about to give the Diabla, the Lush Radio love. She just hit me up on a Facebook as well. So.
And shout out to all them college students out there, man. College is no joke. I think I am like losing my mind a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's why I only made it to in front of the college to invite the college students to my party. That's how far I got.
Oh man! But you know, I used to be a big procrastinator, and I started it, and it's something that I wanted to finish. So you know, I'm back in school, and by the grace of God, I finish it. But I've just been focused trying to do it. So you know, we've been gone for a minute, but you know. Sometimes, you know, we have to recoup and readjust and try to get things together. So, you know, I just thank God that I'm able to stick in with it right now. And I just want to finish that degree. And when I finish that degree, we're having a party. And, you know what I'm saying? And we're getting it started, you know. But it's hard. And just sticking in, all those college students, don't give up on any of your dreams. And, you know, me and Emma had our dreams and stuff. We did. We've done it and we stuck through it and never give up. And it'll be all right. There'll be people that if you don't get that money that you think that you want to get at that time, money's going to come. Things are going to come, but you got to stick in there. Have that perseverance.
Yeah. And have a side hustle. Don't just concentrate on just one thing. Okay, you want to be a doctor, that's so beautiful, but learn how to do something else just on the sideline, you know, just to help you out with them books, because some college books are expensive. You know, so you want to have a little side situation going on where you can be able to do other things, you know, to help you out in that main goal. But definitely determination is something crazy, because when somebody's determined to do things, they're going to do it regardless, you know. So shout out to those that definitely have pushed for college. College is not for everyone. I just want to say that. I just want to be clear. I don't want to be a hypocrite, people hitting me up like, but you ain't never been to college. So College is not for everybody. Yes, I have been to college. It's not my fault. I just couldn't stay focused and stay there. But, you know, it's not for everybody. So, but that doesn't mean that you still can't make your dream. You still can't be successful, and, you know, in life. But you got to find out what you're good for. And if it's not for you, I suggest don't waste all those years doing that. You know, go to something where it'll be more beneficial for you and your career or your goals or whatever it is that you want to accomplish in life. You know, and shout out to those that can do it. College is no joke. It's no joke.
Definitely.
It's not about being hard. It's just about managing the way you do it, you know. People
yeah.
get out of school, and in high school, they're kind of monitoring you and on you and worrying about whether you're learning or not. Once you go into college, it's on you. Whether you get it, you don't get it, that's not your problem. The institute is being paid for giving you a space there. Whether you learn stuff or not is your problem. It's not nobody else's. So, you know, it's just definitely a whole different world. But shout out to those who made it. My nephew just got his master's degree.
Congratulations.
So shout out to nephew Lito just got his master's. He's only 24 years old.
Wow.
And he got his master's and is going back to school to get
wow.
his doctorate. So I'm definitely very proud of him. You know, not everybody, like I said, it's not for everybody, but for those who that go through it and accomplish it, you know, definitely my hat goes out to them.
Definitely. This I got a song coming up. It's from India Ari. It's called Ready for Love, and this is dedicated. You know that's classic right there, right?
Oh my God, I love that song. I just want to say that song is very fitting for the situation I'm going through right now. I'm glad, Lush, that you're playing it. It's very fitting, and I'm ready. I think Alicia Keys said it one time, right? She sings a song, too, about being ready.
Yeah.
Let's go with DRB's version of Ready for Love. Play it, Lushy. We on?
They skip. Hello?
Yeah, we on?
Hello?
Are we on the air? Technical difficulties, are we experiencing? Let's go to music if you can hear me, babe. Lush? Okay, I apologize. I don't know why we're having dead air. I'm not too sure if Lush is still on. Lush, if you are, let's just go into music, if you can do that. I don't even know if I'm still on the air, but I guess I am because Liz is hitting me up, letting me know that she's able to hear me and my sexiness. I guess I will continue to talk until I have confirmation. Otherwise, whether I'm being heard or not. Shout out to all those that are listening. Thank you for being patient. We're having a new board, so it's kind of like going to new technology right now. And so we don't get it figured out completely, and I guess we'll have this dilemma. Don't forget to tune in to www.lushradioonline.com. And yes, we are having technical difficulties. I was just told by Lush. So In the process of that, I have to go to Plan B and just talk. Wow, I wasn't really expecting to talk all this time, but I guess I have no choice. We still have a couple of more minutes to the hour is over. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. I believe we're just about to get our stuff back on. Just waiting on Lush to fix the technical, and hopefully we'll be on with some music. I'm trying to go to Plan B right now really quickly to give you some music until we're able to figure this out. If y'all bear with me, I appreciate it. I'm going to throw on some Jamie Foxx for your type. And on my end, until we're ready to go back to the board, all right? You know, all I can say is I appreciate everyone for the support and love all the time that we get from you guys. And let's see. I'm going to throw on some Jamie Foxx. I'm trying to locate Mr. Foxx right now.
I am back. I had technical difficulties. Sorry.
Wow. I was just going into Jamie Foxx for your type. Do you need some more time or we good?
No, you know, my internet was going down on me, but I'm back in the building, and I don't know if NDIV song played. Did it play or no, it didn't?
No, it didn't play.
Okay, so
let's go back to that then.
Okay, so you know, play on for that, people. Damn it.
So, hey, it's a live show. It's a live show. What are you going to do?
It's a live show. So, you know, mm-hmm. Situation. So, this is play. Hold on. I might have to refresh and stuff. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play So High by John Legend, and we're going to come back to NDIRE in a quick second, okay?
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Today you came into my life. You made me realize that we were born to fly. You showed me every day new possibilities. You proved my fantasy of love could really be. Let's go to a place only lovers go, to a spot that we've never known, to the top of the clouds we'll flow, till away. Yeah. Ooh, this feels so crazy. Oh, this love is late. Baby, we're so high, walking on clouds. Or sail among the stars before the night is through. And when morning comes, we'll see the sun is not so far. And we can't get much closer to God than where we are. We'll go to a place only lovers go, to a spot that we've never known. To the top of the clouds we're floating away. Yeah. Ooh, it feels so crazy. Oh.
Here we go. Thank you, everybody, for
just feeling good and feeling sexy with us tonight, and hope to see you soon. Hopefully I can stay on my vacation, but if not, then, you know, just stay tuned. Follow me, but not like a stalker, okay? Don't stalk me. That's against the law. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Adios, and keep it sexy, and always stay tuned to the Midnight Hour, hosted by the sexy Emma E2K on Lush Radio Online. And don't let Chris Brown beg for it, and we're out of here.
Girl, I woke up before the